A Haines nonprofit that has provided behavioral health care in the Upper Lynn Canal for the past 30 years is consolidating with the local health center due to state budget reductions and an increased demand for services. Lynn Canal Counseling Services and Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, plan to consolidate at the beginning of October. LCCS will essentially become a behavioral health department of SEARCH. LCCS Executive Director Kelly Williamson says the road to consolidation started last October. She found out that a grant which makes up 40% of the service's budget was set to be drastically reduced in fiscal year 2017. The grant is Alaska's Comprehensive Behavioral Health Treatment and Recovery Grant, which Williamson says provides LCCS with $275,000. Williamson says the grant uncertainty, along with looming proposed cuts to Medicaid, made her worry about how the nonprofit could withstand that kind of shortfall.
I was sad as a clinician, just because I'm so passionate about what I do as a therapist, and I truly care about people that are struggling. And it was really frightening to me to think that this community may not be cared for in the way that it deserves to be cared for.
LCCS Board of Directors Chair Jancy Hansen says, at the same time, the counseling service has seen an increase in demand for behavioral health care among residents of Haines, Klukwan, and Skagway.
The last year or so, there's been a huge demand for services in the community, and we've had a hard time keeping up with it, and there's a big need here.
LCCS and SEARCH directors say they feel consolidation is the most responsible thing to do for the community. They say by taking away duplicative services and streamlining behavioral health care, there will be better and even expanded services in Haines. Here's what it'll look like. LCCS will lose one administrative position, but retain the six other staff. SEARCH will take on all administrative duties like payroll, grant writing, grant support, HR, and billing. That'll give Williamson and other clinicians more time to see patients. LCCS will operate out of the same building with the same name. The three behavioral health staff at SEARCH may work out of the LCCS building, although that's one detail that hasn't been finalized yet. SEARCH Chief Operating Officer Dan Neumeister describes what the consolidation means.
Basically, Lynn Canal Counseling Services will cease to exist other than for the name. The 501c3 nonprofit category, that will go away. It will merge into SEARCH's 501c3 nonprofit status. The board for Lynn Canal Services will cease to exist as of October 1.
Two members of the LCCS board, along with LCCS and SEARCH staff, will form a transitional advisory council to facilitate the change.
What we are very pleased with is, Lynn Canal Counseling has done a great job. It created a legacy for who they are. We want to continue that, respect that, honor that, and it also continues the name. So Lynn Canal Counseling will basically be a behavioral health department within SEARCH.
SEARCH and LCCS say they will jointly offer services that include therapy and case management, children's services, crisis intervention and urgent care, substance abuse counseling and prevention, psychiatric care, outpatient substance abuse treatment, and psychological testing. Williamson says LCCS clients will be able to continue seeing their same case managers or clinicians. The boards of directors for LCCS and SEARCH both voted unanimously for the consolidation. Williamson says they told employees on Tuesday, shortly before sending out a press release and organizing a press conference about the decision.
I mean, there's concern. Change is always scary for some, for people. But we did a very, concentrated effort today to try and reduce the amount of anxiety and fear and concerns, and the staff has reacted completely appropriately, and I think there's a lot of excitement just to be able to bring it together.
And Williamson says the fear that she felt after learning of the financial uncertainty last fall has diminished.
I have such a sense of relief just knowing that the people of this community who need our services aren't going to go without. I'm thrilled, and I'm just so relieved that we're getting ahead of it, instead of waiting for the boulder to fall next year. Hopefully we'll already have, rolled ahead of that, and we'll be here and we'll be good and we'll be stable, and no one will have to not get what they need.
In the next 8 weeks, Search and LCCS will work on transitioning into consolidation. Their goal is for the transition to take effect by October 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.